Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. John Patterson's here. John's, that's right. I know you're excited. John's back. John is the founder and the president of Progressive Insights. He's a member of the Chip Bear Group. He's the co-author with Chip of a number of books, including Wired and Dangerous. That's just one of, I don't know, 10 or 8 or 9 dozen books that they've written, which has sold something under a billion copies across the galaxy. And he's our good friend, a long time, coming up on 8-year member of our Brain Trust. John Patterson, welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. It is always great to be here. And I love the fact that you're selling books across the galaxy.
That's right. No, that's the way I think of it. I mean, I'm working on the universe right now. I'm stuck in the galaxy, though. I've still got some places to go, some things to see. So, okay, John, I was just telling the audience that you can never, ever, ever, I don't mean you can never let up, you can never rest, you can never nod off, you can never take the foot off the pedal of the machine, of the vehicle that garners you, that collects for you, that explains to you what your customers' expectations are. These things, you know, back when you and I were kids, you could check in with a customer January 1 and not worry about them for another year. Whatever they wanted January 1, that's what they wanted a year from now. It ain't like that now.
It ain't like that. You're so true. I was listening to you before I came on. And one of the things you said I wanted to highlight is how fast expectations change. And our research says that customers' expectations are changing about 33% a year. And
wow.
You know, this will not surprise you, but they're not going down.
No.
They're going up. So it is changing. And I was reading something over the weekend about the impact speed has on the customer experience today.
Mm.
And we've known that we're, you know, customers' demands for speed are going up, but it is getting to be absolutely incredible what their expectations are for speed. And that applies across the whole journey, which is why I said I wanted to talk about the customer journey.
Well, and you know, here's one thing that I'm just going to stick this one thing in because I want you to get on your on explaining about what you mean about the journey.
Yeah.
But here's the thing that has to be said about this. A lot of their expectations began subliminally because they have the ability to do something that they didn't have before. They start liking it. They don't even realize that they're putting new expectations on a company. They're just looking around saying, who has it and who doesn't have it? And that's where they go. Where the people who have what their new expectation is, that's where they go. They don't even think about it. They're not mad at anybody. They just go there.
That's right. They just go there, and you don't even know that they're not coming.
That's right.
Because they were never in the
That's
galaxy.
The subliminal part. Because it might be your mother or your brother who just wanders off to somebody else because you're not meeting their expectations. They don't even realize. All of a sudden, they wake up and say, wait a minute, how come I'm not in my brother's store?
Exactly. So it's a critical aspect, the subliminal part and the speed part, and it's all about the wired piece, as we've talked about before. But the way we think about journey, Jim, is we think that the customer journey, what we mean by that is, you look at the way the customer interacts with your organization from the customer's point of view. And you look at all those touch points, some of which are subliminal to your point, all the touch points of customer or potential customer contact or interaction from the very beginning to the very end. And today that's a broader spectrum. I go back to your point, the subliminal part and the social media part and the internet and all that other stuff,
mm-hmm.
than it's ever been. So you could sort of cut it into three sections, if you would. You know, what's that journey look like before they buy? What's it look like when they buy? And what's it look like after they buy?
Mm-hmm.
And are they going to come back?
Mm-hmm.
And what
so
are
those
you
are those are three key waypoints, aren't they?
They're huge. And if you don't know what those are, and you don't understand which ones are more important than others, because not all touch points are created equal,
mm-hmm.
then you're not going to be able to focus on the right one to bring those folks back, to close that deal.
Mm-hmm.
And I like what you always say. Are you loving up your customers?
Mm-hmm.
And are you loving them up enough? And are you loving them up during these three waypoints? Because they are so critical to the journey the customer has.
Well, see,
and
I've
when
always...
You layer that. Go ahead.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, when you layer that with what you started with, which what's going on with expectations, and are you staying close enough to the customer, then you realize that you've got all these things in a that are moving. So how do you know where they are? Because it's the customer's point of view that's so critical.
What I've always said is that surprises are one of the most dangerous things in a business. And even if it's a good surprise...
Yep.
Even if a customer comes in, see, I say surprises are for birthdays. You don't need them in your business. And even if it's a good surprise, so somebody you never thought would buy from you all shows up and they buy from you, and you go, whoa, that's a nice surprise. Well, guess what? If you don't know why they did that,
mm-hmm.
then you're just an ignorant, lucky person, fat, dumb, and happy for about 3 minutes. Because
yeah.
because they did business with you, if you don't know why they wandered into your shop, then basically, you know, congratulations, enjoy your ice cream cone, it's going to be gone in a minute. Right?
Well, you're exactly right, you know, because it's great to have good luck. But good luck kind of goes along with what our good friend Chip Bell would say, you know, I hope they'll come back. Well, you know, hope is not a good strategy.
No.
Especially in a business. And so if you're hoping and you're living on luck, to your point, we're in trouble. So,
what do you do? How do you find out? How do you do that?
You ask.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so many people are afraid when that customer buys. And I have a client right now that we're working on this. A customer buys, and we realize we have no contact information in our system about that customer. What opportunity stands before you? The opportunity to find out about why that customer came in, to
mm-hmm.
get their contact information,
mm-hmm.
to reach out to them, to get to know them and build mm-hmm. a relationship. You and I talked about
get permission to follow them home with your with your newsletter or anything. Yeah,
a friend of mine went to my client's retail outlet, and I called him up and I called the manager and said, "Hey, this is my friend's coming out there. He wants to mm-hmm. buy. And take care of him." And he left, and I said, "How was the experience?" He said, "Oh, man, they were helpful, but, you know, they never asked me for my contact."
Amazing. Hold on to that thought. Quick break. Right back with
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.